This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Here's something to think about with the season of holiday food excess upon us. Would you lose weight if you were paid to? Apparently, for quite a few people, the answer is yes. And Denver entrepreneur Todd McGuire finds you don't have to pay much at all to get results. McGuire co-founded Incenta Health, which works with businesses to lower their healthcare costs. His company has developed weigh-in stations. They're interactive kiosks that offer coaching, and they're now available to the public for free. We'll hear who's picking up the tab shortly. First, I asked McGuire how much money people get if they lose weight.
The more weight you lose, the bigger your incentive. And it starts at a 5% reduction. So if you had that 5% weight loss, you'll get a $15 check from us every quarter. If you get to a 10% weight loss, you get a $30 check. 15%, you get a $45 check.
Okay. And where does that come from? In other words, if I'm an employer who has a contract with your company to have this kiosk, is that part of the deal?
It is. We offer a very simple pricing to an employer. It's usually $2 to $3 per employee per month to run the program. And in that fee, we put in the kiosk, we provide the coaching, and we write the incentive checks. And that's all part of the cost.
Now, cash is just one of several incentives, as I understand it.
That's correct. You've got incentives tied to individual performance, which is this cash incentive for lowering my own personal weight. There are team incentives, so you can join a team challenge, and there's a leaderboard on the website that shows the Slimming Divas is in second place, and the team has lost 8% of their body weight, and they earn a team prize. Then you've got health points, where you earn things that might be an iPod to get workout music on, or it might be a new fitness outfit from Sports Authority because you've lost weight and you need to fit into new clothes. So you've got incentives you can earn just for taking healthy activities, for opening your email every day, for filling out the Health IQ quiz, for joining a challenge.
So the cash, these incentives are linked to a piece of technology that your company has patented. It's an interactive kiosk, basically a computerized scale, and it takes a picture at every visit. We sent our health reporter, Eric Whitney, to Denver Health, where there's one of these kiosks, to see how it works.
My name's Tanya Morrow. I work here at Denver Health, and we're at the Weigh and Win kiosk.
And it's in the,
in the cafeteria, which is very helpful. So I come weigh in the mornings on Wednesday morning, and depending on what the scale says, I stand in the pancake line or the cottage cheese and fruit line.
Can you show me how it works?
Sure. Just touch the screen to begin. You type in your username. Enter.
Please enter your password.
Please enter your password. Usually I take everything out of my pocket, and it's about 3 pounds extra, believe me.
Yeah.
And then I take off my shoes, stand on the scale, and then I always tuck my scrubs back. Because it takes a picture of you.
So do you see these pictures again later?
Oh, yeah. You'll get an email when it's gotten your weight. You can see your pictures from the very beginning, first weight, till now. It's awesome. Oh, man, you don't want to see my first one. It was terrible. I mean, it was terrible. And so now I feel so much better. It's just... There's all kinds of stuff that you can win. There's also team challenges. So I got my whole clinic involved in this team challenge. And I was just telling her, we're in the top three. There's about 60 teams all over Colorado.
Is it the winning stuff that keeps you coming back every Wednesday, or is it the fact that it helps you achieve your goals?
I guess it's both. It's fun. I mean, it's fun and it's free. Since April, I've lost 32 pounds on the program. So now 15 more pounds. I've made another goal. Never happy.
Now, as Tanya alluded to, you give Weigh and Win participants ongoing emails. I think there are also text messages. What's going on there?
When you join the program, you tell us where you want to get your coaching. Do you want to get it on your home email or your work email or both? Or do you even want it on your cell phone as a text message? And once you sign up, you're going to get a custom exercise plan and meal plan every day that you're in the program.
Ah, so recipes would be in there?
Recipes, we like to call them meal ideas instead. People think of a recipe as complicated, time-consuming. Instead, we'll say, hey, you're looking for an easy mid-morning snack? Have an apple and a piece of string cheese. Is that a recipe or just a simple thing to eat?
And can you tell if they've opened the email or read the text message?
Yes, we can.
Now, when you look at people's pictures over time, Can you see them shrinking before your eyes?
You definitely can. You get that first picture on day zero, and then every time they weigh in, you get a follow-up picture, and you can see people's cheeks getting thinner. You can see their clothes fitting looser and looser and new clothes coming onto the person. So it really does show a transformation over time.
Does it sound familiar? Tanya talks about not at all liking to look at her first photo. Do other people tell you that?
They do. They get a little frightened by that, but that's one of the motivations. And they can even upload into the system a picture that they want. Some people put in a picture of how they used to look that they want to look again. Other people put up a picture of a celebrity they want to look like. Other people put up a picture of them that scares them from being on the beach in a bikini, and that's, you know, how they get motivated.
Yeah. You say your kiosks and the Weigh and Win program help people lose significant amounts of weight. But we're not talking about the kinds of drops you see in like a reality TV show or something.
Definitely not. We're doing a much more slow and steady approach where over the course of a year, we're going to get someone down by about 12 pounds or about 6% of their body weight.
Okay.
So it's definitely not the sensational TV show type of result, but it's slow and steady that we think they can maintain over time.
Eric introduced us to Tanya, who is doing well in the program, but what percentage don't lose weight and drop out?
You've got a couple of ways to look at that. The first one is what percentage of the people at a given weigh-in aren't losing weight, and it's about a third. Then you've got the dropout rate, which happens at each quarter in any type of wellness program, people that don't come back. Our typical pattern is that after the first checkup at 3 months, you get about 70% of the people to come back and weigh in. At the six-month mark, you've got about 50% of the people returning, and by the end of a year, it's at about 40%.
Well, let's take the six-month mark. So by 6 months, half the people have dropped out.
That's right.
Are you satisfied with that figure?
It's a level that we know is making a big impact in people's health, but we always want to try to make that even higher.
Well, I want to bring into the conversation one of the employers who is using this approach, the Weigh and Win kiosks, and this is a company that is actually funding similar kiosks for the general public. To use for free. We're talking about Kaiser Permanente. Dr. Eric France joins us. Dr. France, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Ryan.
Just really quickly, the 50% figure, how does that compare to other diets?
It is actually quite typical that a half of participants will drop out over time. We heard Tanya's enthusiasm and enjoyment, and it's clear she'll be in the program for a long time. There are others who find life issues change and will drop out. So 50% at 6 months is very much like other well-studied projects.
This project in particular has been pretty successful for the employees at Kaiser. That's what you found just having the kiosks internally for your employees.
Well, that's right. We first tried out this program in 2004 at seven of our facilities, offering it to our own employees, and found that over a quarter of them after a year were losing weight and holding the weight off successfully. So Kaiser Permanente for the last 6-7 years has been very focused on the broader issue of obesity control. And one of the things we were looking for in this panoply of work was a solution that could be scalable across the state. Small towns, large towns, libraries, rec centers, businesses, and available to people who want to try and lose weight. And after reviewing a lot of programs, we settled on this project as the one that seems to work best.
We've read about public kiosks at a rec center in Centennial. That one at Denver Health is actually a public kiosk. There's even one of these at American Furniture Warehouse in Englewood. Do you think people are really going to stop into a furniture store and do this?
Absolutely. We're finding already that people are willing to come to these centers. We have over 7,000 people now across the metro area that are using these kiosks in all their different settings. What people are looking for are accessible, affordable, fun weight loss programs that meet them where they need to be. And if you're in Lakewood and you're not able to take a costly weight loss program, you're willing to travel to a retail store to track your weight and receive this program.
Todd, the Weigh and Win program obviously costs money to run. So your business, Incenta Health, sells the kiosk and all of the software to businesses. as a benefit for workers? And does it pay off in the end for them?
Yeah, the way we look at that is trying to calculate the return on investment for investing in wellness. And we normally estimate between $3 and $4 in savings for every dollar spent. And the way we look at that with an employer is to really take four categories that all increase as body weight increases. So you've got the direct medical claims, you've got absenteeism, you've got prescription drug usage, and you've got general productivity. And all of those, if you look at the national studies, those costs increase as people are at more and more elevated levels of weight.
The idea from Kaiser is to get more of these into the community. Is that right, Dr. France?
That's right.
You're paying about $33 a year per participant so that folks in the general public can be a part of this. How many kiosks now? Where are they? And what's the goal overall?
Well, currently we have 12 kiosks, as far north as Firestone, as far south as Alamosa, and our plan is to bring on another 10 kiosks shortly.
I suppose if I'm an employer listening to this, I could just send my employees down to the closest kiosk. I wouldn't necessarily have to get one in my own cafeteria. Is that right?
That's right. You know, I'm laughing here with Todd because, of course, we're driving business away from him with these free kiosks. But the truth is, if you're a small business and you can't afford a wellness program, or if you're a public sector organization like a school district, we actually have school districts now that are sending their employees to these sites as part of their worksite wellness program. And it provides an affordable opportunity for these small businesses and others to have this kind of a program available.
Well, thanks to both of you for being with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ryan.
Dr. Eric France is Chief of Population and Prevention Services at Kaiser Permanente in Denver. Kaiser's offering free access to interactive kiosks that help people lose weight. Todd McGuire's Denver company, Incenta Health, makes those kiosks. You can find the closest one to you at our website, cpr.org.